Here we are. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. And we're going to talk about lawnmower racing with Bruce Kaufman, the U.S. Get me right with this. U.S. Lawnmower Racing Association president. Is that true, Bruce?
It is, Dave. Great to see you.
Bruce, you know, we did a story for the Sun-Times back in 92. When it was still a grassroots movement, right, Bruce?
That's right.
And now you'll be on my last show on WGN for trying to bring your lawnmower into the elevator. So thank you. Tell us about, just for somebody who doesn't know nothing about, like our studio audience here, who knows nothing about lawnmower racing, it does have some roots in England, doesn't it?
It does indeed. It's 24 years young. It started in England back in 1973. And, of course, we met you before our very first race, September 5th, 1992, with our good friends at Gold Eagle and Staybill. And we brought lawnmower racing across the pond. And we hoped somebody might pay attention. And maybe we thought it would last a couple, 3 years and run its course and go away. But no, it keeps getting bigger and stronger.
Now, you know, I've been talking to you a lot and setting this segment up and stuff. What is your commitment to lawn? You've been doing this for a long time. What is your commitment to this? Why do you find it so fascinating?
Well, it's passionate. It's motivating. Dave, the mo puns are flowing, but it's a special culture. It is. First of all, the racers do it for no money. It's for purse money, trophies, glory, bragging rights. And it's a special culture. And I know you travel all around America. I like to say it's the Grateful Dead of motorsports. You know, we find an open field. We come in, we throw down, we party, we race, we eat good food, and we enjoy each other's company. And it is a real special culture. And what keeps me motivated is the community. It's promoting good products like any sponsor, Staybill and our good friends. And it is great. I love it.
Tell us what Staybill is.
Staybill 360
you're
Performance.
You're wearing a Staybill
outfit. You
betcha.
And there's a great Chicago connection. Gold Eagle Company, an 85-year-old company, started Staybill 360 Performance many years ago and 303 products. And we started it together. And they are with us part and parcel. In fact, we're bringing the British back over here this summer, and we went to England with Gold Eagle, and they said, let's bring it here and form a community. It's a grassroots special community, thanks to Staybill and Gold Eagle.
And when you say racing, tell us where do you – I mean, when I raced – you put me on a mower. I was in a forest preserve or something. You got me out of everybody's way. But do you guys have a course? I mean, where do these races take place? You've got some stuff coming up. I mean – for our listeners in Gun Barrel City, Texas, June 11th and 12th, there's a lawnmower racing series there. How do you pronounce this? Carroll Gordo, Illinois?
Cerro Gordo, Illinois, right near Decatur.
Right near Decatur.
Right in the WGN farm belt.
July 9th and 10th. And, of course, there's the Charlotte Motor Speedway in Charlotte, North Carolina on August. So where do you guys race?
Well, we really race anywhere where there's grass, dirt, or a combination thereof. We don't race on asphalt. So, for example, Charlotte Motor Speedway, we race right on the dirt track. In places like Cerro Gordo, Illinois, Apple River, Illinois, Carlisle, Iowa, Wamick, Oregon, it's actually vacant pieces of property. In fact, Avon Park, Florida, was an old city dump. Trucked in some dirt and build a course, and people either travel to the races or it's a hometown local event. So anywhere, we like to say, bring it on. The mo, the merrier.
Are you on like ESPN9 or something? Has anybody ever watched you? Do you have any television stuff?
You know, yeah, absolutely, Dave. We've had the pleasure of being on ESPN2 and the old Speed Vision and TNT. In fact, just Thursday night, CMT, Country, formerly known as Country Music Television, we were on the Dude Perfect show, and it'll air again on Sunday night. In fact, that's an internet sensation. Their YouTube video on lawnmower racing, 3.5 million views in only 3 days.
And what's the Dude Perfect show? I've never seen that.
It's cool. It's five college buddies who become an internet sensation by just making a living from goofing off. They'll do parlor tricks and they'll do basketball trick shots. And they're based in Texas, so we did a race with them in Gun Barrel City.
Yeah.
And they're just professional goof-offs. Great guys.
And getting back to the course, how big is the course? I mean, is there a laps?
Sure.
How does it go down?
Picture a football field or rather a soccer field.
Okay.
It's about a tenth of a mile, usually an oval, although it can be a road course. We run about 20 laps, which takes about 12 minutes. We have 10 classes, mild to wild, and everything in between. And you can spend as little or as much money as you want. One of the things you mentioned, we're the poor man's NASCAR. I mean, we are the most affordable mower sport to build and to race on. on. All we need is an open field and some dirt, and it's mow time.
Okay, now on the phone we have, I think you know these guys, Alex Stella and Ivan Coy.
Ivy and Alex. Ivy and Alex.
Are you guys? Are you guys there?
Hey. Yep.
Hi. Hello.
Thank you for calling in. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Daytona Beach, Florida right now.
Okay. And did you get married on a – tell us about your introduction to lawn mowing, and did you get married on a lawnmower racing track? Tell us about your background into this.
We did. We got married at a nationals race last year. I have been lawnmower racing for a few years, and then I met my wife across the street, and she's a tough girl, and she wanted to try it. And go ahead, Ivy, fill in there.
Yeah. Alex introduced me to lawnmower racing, and I started, and I think we raced for about 2 years, and we got engaged, and I really just fell in love with the people that we race with, and it kind of became important that they join us in our wedding celebration. So initially it was kind of a joke to get married at one, and then the more that we thought about it, the more it became a reality, and we really wanted it to happen, and I'm really glad that it did.
And where did that take place?
Festerburg, Michigan.
Oh, really? What's that near?
Mount Pleasant. It's kind of in the middle of the state of Michigan.
Okay. Ivy, what did you think about when you first met him and he said he was a lawnmower racer? What went through your mind?
Well, initially I thought he was kind of nuts and it was probably something pretty stupid. I really did, because I was like, a lawnmower? Like, that's, I don't know, that's not that fast. And he invited me to go with him to probably one of the best things, which would be, you know, the All-American. And I was like, wow. I went and I was like, holy crap, these people are flying. That looks fun. I want to try it. So that was in November. And over the winter, he got one going for me. And we went down to Florida in February that following year. And I had my first race. And I loved it.
And Bruce, you can jump in on this. So we got a lawnmower here. After we'll play on it after the commercial, we'll rev it up. But these things go. When I rode mine in '92, the Dixie Chopper, it went up to 60 miles an hour. These things. Tell us how all three of you. Tell us how fast these things can go.
Well, absolutely. I'll jump in for hi, Ivy and Alex. Hope you're all having a great time down in Florida, by the way. And Dave, I saw love blossom on a lawnmower, of course. I saw it, and it's a family-oriented thing. And I can just say, Ivy and Alex, love has bloomed on the lawnmower racing course. But these things go anywhere up to about 80 miles an hour. In fact, Bobby Cleveland, the Stabil engine answer man, set the record at 96 miles an hour on the Bonneville Saw Flats. Now, that's on a fly. But the typical track, you look about 42 to 45 miles an hour in about 12-second laps. The slower classes, for example, the IMO class, International Mower of Weeds, are about 8 miles an hour. But the factory experimental, like we're going to hear pretty soon, they fly at about 60, 65 miles an hour.
Alex and Ivy, who's the better racer, and how fast do you guys go?
Well, that's subjective now, isn't it? she races the single class, the CP class, and I race the BP class, which is the V-twin. So naturally, the V-twin will be faster. But, you know, the track speed's dictated by, the size of the tracks, since these aren't shiftable transmissions that we use. So we pick a gear and we stick in it. So really, gearing is very crucial to how fast you go and how fast you're able to go, you know. So,
do you guys have a nice lawn? I mean, who takes care of the lawn? And does it bum you out if you have to use a hand mower?
It looks, actually, honestly, we have all these tractors and none of them work. You know what I mean? Like, that's what happens when you race lawnmowers. You just collect lawnmower parts.
Our backyard looks like a junkyard, like a lawnmower junkyard.
And there's rust everywhere.
You should meet our other guests.
The front yard looks nice, but we play in the backyard, so it's all tore up. It's a mess.
Really? Now, it said here in some of the stuff Bruce gave me and doing my research, it said you were planned to have 50 acres of land where you can build an established track. Is that still in motion? How far do you want to take this sport, this avocation?
Actually, I think it'd be great to do that. Right now, we're focusing on our finances and, you know, getting out of debt and getting things paid off and all that. so that in the future we would be able to have such a track, you know. You know, it wouldn't be in the next few years. It'd be down the line, but ultimately that is a goal of ours, to have that type of property that we could have our own track and maybe have multiple types of tracks on the track, or I'm sorry, multiple designs for lawnmower racing, you know, out there that we could, you know, have races in the future. So
it's a lovely story. You, as Bruce told me, you wanted to mow old together, right?
That was... Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a little break here soon, and then tell us, Bruce, tell us what we got outside.
We've got the Lawnmower Racing Hall of Famer, Kevin Penny, who's also a Cool Rides Online champion. We've been running around with Kevin for about 23 years, and he's going to fire up his 104-octane boost Mo Special.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to do that, and we'll be back with more Nocturnal Journal. Thank you guys for joining in from Daytona Beach.
Now some guys, they just give up living and start dying. Some guys come home from work and wash up, then go racing in the street. Tonight, tonight, the strip's just right.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We're here with Bruce, Mr. Mow-It-All Kaufman. And out in front of the Allstate Showcase Studio is USLMRA Hall of Famer Kevin Cooter Penn. Is that Penn?
Penny.
Penny.
Yes.
P-E-N-N-E. And tell us, Bruce, what he brought, and we're going to rev it up.
Well, what he brought was motivation and attitude. We've been running around for 23 years with Cooter out of Lake Villa, Illinois. And he is a 12-time champion, been featured on Discovery Channel, Recreation Nation. He's a Lawnmower Racing Hall of Famer. He's a CoolRidesOnline.net champion. And
all right, you ready?
He is ready, Kevin? To rev this up, and he's been kicked out of every horse track in Ohio.
And we're not on city property. I want to be on. Okay, you ready?
There it is. This John Deere Honda engine. It's a factory experimental. We got a big crowd gathered out here, Dave.
Okay. Now, Kevin, can you hear us out? Can you hear us out there? Are you by the mic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you hear him? Okay. Okay. Now, tell us about that engine. I mean, when I was on one of these, it was like an old helicopter engine. And in layman's terms, both you guys, tell us what kind of engine that is.
You mean your lawnmower doesn't sound like that?
How'd you put that together? I mean, how does that happen?
Oh, there's a lot of studying going on there. But that thing started off as a 13-horse Honda, and now it's like 57 horsepower. A little bit of work done in there.
And how... You know, I'm surprised when you showed up tonight how small. I mean, you can ride that. Is that a typical size lawnmower? Give us the dimensions.
There's a certain build rule that you have to build in between these parameters, and that is right at the limit. So
that is. That's.
Yeah, we're right there.
For lawnmower racing, that's the limit.
Yeah, it's been questioned a few times.
He barely squeaks through our technical inspection line.
They do me last because I'm a cheater.
Now, Kevin, how'd you get in the Hall of Fame? How does someone get in the Hall of Fame? What's a prerequisite, and where is the Hall of Fame?
Well, you got to be really good.
Yeah.
Chicago, you got to know Mr. Mow-It-All.
I'm a 12-time national champion, so I did my homework. I raced a lot of guys and pretty much changed the rule book as it is now. When we started off, it was 4 pages, and now it's about a quarter inch thick.
Now, elaborate. I mean, give me the Cliff's Notes. What did you do?
It says no blowers, turbos, superchargers, or nitrous in there now. Because I've done it
Thanks,
all.
You
dude.
Did it all. Yeah. You did it all.
Anything to enhance the power, and we have to run, you know, pump gas in there. Well, now you can get E85 at the pump, so I used to run that. And you get a little bit more power out of it, and the motor runs cool. So there you go. One more little trick in the...
You've had a lot of attention there on Michigan Avenue. What kind of questions do people ask when they see this or when you're out? I mean, what are the common questions people have?
Yeah, chicks dig it. I don't know what it is, but it's just something they want to get on and go, you know?
Go, Cooter. Go, baby.
Actually, this guy called it a bumper car, and I said, nah, I don't think so. You don't want to go bumping into this thing. It'll go faster than the speed limit here, but it's a lawnmower, so we can't ride on the road. I've been stopped by police, and you got to have a license plate and turn signals. I don't get it, you know.
You know, that happened to George Jones. You know that story, right?
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to get something to drink. He got on his lawnmower. Cooter, we may have you rev that up. Can you rev that up one more time? Gets me kind of excited, but I got another.
You need some fumes in there?
I got one more question. How did you get into this?
Well, I was at the very first race with my buddy Mike, and I saw this going on, and being a lawnmower mechanic myself, I thought, I got to do this. I got to. It's just, why not, you know? So the next year, we got a mower set up. I built an engine, got what I thought would have, you know, won, because that's what's in your head, and got out there and didn't win. So it just got me more motivated for the next year, and picked up a couple sponsors, and that helped out, and next thing you know, I was hooked. Line and sinker, that's it.
Where are you from originally?
I live up near Gurnee.
Oh, so you're a Chicago area guy.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You want to rev that up one more time? See what it sounds like?
And Dave,
okay.
The Lawnmower Racing Hall of Fame is located at Miller Lawn and Power, Chuck Miller Shop in Marion, Ohio. So if you're ever in the Columbus area, feel free to stop in.
That's very. That's...
I could drive around on two wheels out here.
Now, WGN, they back in 93, you got involved with this station, right?
We did. Thanks to, again, our friends at Gold Eagle and Staybill. They had a relationship with the folks at WGN, and the talent came out. I remember Jan Coleman out there and some of the folks we sponsored for 2 years out of the Lake County Fairgrounds, then at the Hawthorne Racetrack back in 94. So world's greatest network, world's greatest sport.
And is it year-round? I mean, up here in Chicago, I mean, what do you guys do during the winter?
In the winter, we race down south, for example, Florida, Texas, in the warmer climates, and it is nationwide. What's so cool about this, especially from a nocturnal journal point of view, you could be standing anywhere like Gun Barrel City, Texas, or Wamek, Oregon, or Sacramento, California, St. Mary's County, Maryland, and it's the same people of a like-minded mindset anywhere. So it's year-round, it's across the country, and it's just a wonderful culture, and it's about to really get big again, because next year is our 25th anniversary. We're bringing about 12 machines from the British Lawnmower Racing Association across the pond. We're going to bring them over in a giant sea container, and we're going to throw down in St. Mary's County, Maryland, next summer. So bring it on.
Have you ever competed against the British?
We have. In fact, the year 2000 was the Ryder Cup, R-I-D-E-R, the Ryder Cup, of course. And they, truth be told, Dave, they kicked our grass. And we're bringing them back for a rematch.
Why is that?
Well, because they had some great machines. In fact, we ran several different classes. We ran an enduro race. Bobby Cleveland built some mowers for them. We called them iBobs. And we gave the British. And the British are so much fun. We had them up at the Lyle Eyes of the Skies Festival here with the balloons and a barbecue and a good honking party. And we're bringing them back over in a big sea container for our 25th anniversary to coincide with our friends Gold Eagles 85th. So 85, 25. Rocking and mowing.
Is there a pocket of America where this is strong? I mean, our guests on the phone were from Daytona Beach. Is it popular out west? Is Chicago's the headquarters? Is there a regional strength for lawnmower racing?
There was about 12 questions. So yes. See, absolutely, it's nationwide, and it is just expanding west of the Rockies. Sacramento, in fact, outside of Portland, Oregon, we have a former NFL linebacker, used to play for the Atlanta Falcons, Randy Marshall, about 6 foot tall. He got 22 lawnmowers, and I quote, "I used to play pro football, but I got more fun racing these beep, beep lawnmowers than I ever did playing ball," and that's fabulous.
And he gets on something that small?
He does, yeah. About really? A 6'5" guy, and he's out there rocking and mowing on these little machines, and he's just grabbing a great old time.
Okay, well, we got to wrap it up. Give us all the information how people can find you, website, stuff like that.
Absolutely. The best thing to do is go to letsmow.com. Also, our friends, coolridesonline.net. We got Facebook, U.S. Lawnmower Racing Association. We have local chapters and clubs across the country, Dave, and I know we reach 38 states and Canada, and we probably race in all 38, so it is fabulous.
So thank you so much. Thanks for bringing the lawnmower down. That was quite an adventure.
Dave, thank you. You know, again, 24 years ago, we've been in touch ever since. Sometimes WGN, and it's just great. And we appreciate all the motivation.
And we're still on the cutting edge, aren't we? Aren't we, Bruce?
You know, that's right.
Okay, Bruce, Mr. Mo-It-All Kaufman. We have the Hall of Famer Kevin Cooter Penny. And we also like to thank Ivy and Alex Stella from Daytona Beach, who got married on a track.
Yes, they did.